A guten Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas Tavshinayin Ches. We find something very interesting in this week's parsha. The Torah tells us in Perek of Aleph Pasuk Tes about the commandment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu to put up a copper snake when the Bnei Yisrael were dying as a result of the Magefa, as a result of the plague that had struck them in the Midbar, because they were complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he has to make an image of a saraf, a kind of a snake, which is really a serpent, which people would look at after they were being bitten, and then they would be healed. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu made a nachash, not a saraf. And the Mefarshim ask, why did Moshe Rabbeinu deviate from the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu about making an image of a nachash instead of a saraf? Rabbeinu Ephraim says the following teretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, make a saraf, but he really wanted him to make a nachash. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the word saraf and not nachash? Says Rabbeinu Ephraim that Moshe Rabbeinu thought to himself that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to me at the sneh, at the burning bush, and he delayed the mission, the matah that Moshe Rabbeinu was holding turned into a snake. When he neglected to give a bris milah to his son on his way back to Mitzrayim, it says that a nachash came and was about to devour him until Tzipira gave the bris. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, make yourself a saraf, because he was afraid that if Moshe Rabbeinu would hear the weird nachash, he would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to remind me of my averus, of my sins. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not use the word nachash, but used rather the word saraf. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had changed the word in his honor, so he made a nachash. If we think about this for a moment, it's something which should really boggle our minds. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was the un of Mikol Adam, Asher Al Paneha Adama. He was the humblest person that had been walking the face of the earth. Truly, a humble person will not be troubled by somebody reminding him of his averus. To the contrary, one of the characteristics of a tzaddik is, as David HaMelech says about himself in Tehillim Nun Aleph Hey, Kip Shai Ani Eda V'Chatosi Negdi Samed. I know my transgressions, my sin is always opposite me. The Gemara says in Yuma on Daf Ayin Vavim Abayz, the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says as a result of this pasuk that a person should do vidui in Yom Kippur even for the averus which he did vidui the year before. And even if he knows he didn't do that avera again, why is that? Because a person always has to have in mind his averus that he's done. He has to remember what he's done. Of course, he has to go on. Rashi says in Vayikra, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin, the Medrash that when Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Aaron to approach the Mizbeach to perform for the avera for the first time, Aaron hesitated. And the Ramban explains that the Avera of the Egel Azov was Kavula b'machshavtai. He was affixed in Aaron's thoughts. Just like David HaMelech says, V'chatasi negdi samit. And Rashi says that Moshe said to Aaron, Lama atabosh lekach nevcharta. Don't be reluctant. You were chosen for this Avaida. And some of the Mefarshim explain that what does this mean, lekach nevcharta? That Aaron of Tzadik, Aaron the Kohen, was chosen specifically because he had this quality of a Chatasi Negdi Samed. He was always mindful of his Averis. So of course Moshe Rabbeinu, the un of Mikol Adam, always thought about his Averis. He kept his quote-unquote mistakes before him at all times. And even so, at this moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's rushing to save Klal Yisrael, there's a Magefa in Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvaydeh ve'atzavim, was careful to use the word Saraf instead of Nachash, not to cause Moshe Rabbeinu distress, by reminding him of averus. Unfortunately, this is an area in which we lack. These are mitzvahs that people overlook entirely. The Yetzer Hara to insult and disrespect others has us firmly in its grip. And this malady can be found in the relationships between different groups of Yidden and within each group. Why has the Sultan devoted so much time to this particular area in our generation? Is because the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on account of sinas chinam, baseless hatred among Jews. And once we cure this ill, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the final redemption, at which point the Satan will be eliminated. Therefore, the Sultan tries as hard as he can to stir hatred amongst us by causing us to disparage and look down one upon another. Yes, we live in a generation which has accomplished great things, many chumras, many hanhagas taivas that we have taken upon ourselves, many svarim written about different mitzvahs, things that haven't been written in the past. But we have to remember, especially in this tkufa of Tammuz, coming up to the 3 weeks, coming up to this man of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that we have to remember Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is Iberal. Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is more important than anything. As we say every day in Shemana Esrei and Kaddish, Oysa Shalom Yirmoimov, Uyasa Shalom Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael V'Imru Amen. A good Shabbos.